This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at spring break at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Open every day now through April 28th. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a four-pack of passes to Six Flags. Want to go? Call now. Mm-hmm. Hooman will answer your phone. Call.
Oh.
How exciting. Do we have those all week, those tickets?
I believe so, yes.
We have a lot of stuff today to give away.
We do.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that one thing you went?
Am I allowed to talk about that yet?
Yeah.
Cake and Ben Folds. What?
Oh, my God. That's too...
Dude, I already have tickets. I do. Because the minute I heard about it, I'm like, Michelle, Rebecca, I need tickets for that.
I need tickets. I need four.
I need four tickets. And I want VIP, please.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Cake and Ben Folds. So we have tickets for that at 7. Matt Nathanson at 8 o'clock. And Sarah Bareilles at 9. This is a big week of ticket giveaways for us. Amazing. All right, Celebrity Trash brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years in the April sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. We're going to start with Operation Varsity Blues.
Okay.
It's a bold strategy. We'll see if it pays off. Lori Loughlin and her husband have pleaded not guilty to charges of fraud and money laundering. So everybody was offered deals, I don't know, was it 2 weeks ago, a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people took them. Like, yeah, okay, I'm going to plead guilty, and I'm going to try to argue down whatever jail sentence I get. I think Felicity Huffman, who I guess is into this for about $15,000, they're saying she reserved the right to argue for no jail time. That was the one thing that she got extra in her plea deal, or I'm not sure how everybody's worked out, but... they do expect her to get some jail time, but it'll probably be less than 6 months. Or she'll probably wind up serving less than 6 months.
Due to prison overcrowding.
Or what have you. Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli and the other people who are into it for apparently way more money. They were already looking at more time, but when they didn't take a deal, they put money laundering charges on top of the fraud charges that were already leveled against them. And they're saying the max that they could get is 40 years in prison. Will they? It's highly doubtful.
Whoa.
But the chance of 40 years in prison is enough for me to go, yeah, I'll plead to what. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I have a question for you. Well, forget about the time. Not that that's not important, too. But do you think she's been misled PR-wise? Like, fighting this, is anyone who was a fan of hers, who knows her career arc and where it ended, which is fired from everything that she was doing.
Right.
Do people see this fight as, oh, she's innocent, so she's defending herself? Or do they see it as, man, another rich person trying to get away with something?
I think it's the latter. I definitely don't. I mean, I have only the most cursory knowledge of this, just what I'm reading every day. I don't see how this helps you in any way from a PR front to plead innocent or to plead not guilty of this. Like, to me, this is one of those things where I felt like Felicity Huffman, who's only into it for $15,000 as opposed to $500,000, she came out way better. In my opinion, she owned it. She said what she needed to say. She's ashamed. She's hanging her head. And my guess is she'll walk away from this and be able to put a life back together. Lori Loughlin, what are you thinking? Is this just someone advising her?
Yeah,
like a lawyer saying, you know, the case is thin? Like, what do you mean? Don't they have the canceled checks?
I don't,
the money
yeah.
went through your, like, I don't want to say guilty, before she... is on trial. But here in the court of public opinion, no loser.
A lawyer trying to make more money by, you know,
billing more hours.
Exactly.
Well, she has to be presented by the lawyer. Any lawyer that works for her would have to present her with the options. And I'm assuming they're, you know, saying this is one way we can go. But I don't know if she's taken into, maybe she's just said, I'll never get my career back anyway. Let's just keep me out of jail. Maybe that's it.
I just don't know how this does it.
But I don't feel like fighting it is a good look.
No,
to me,
it's
I feel
a terrible
like the
look
is, and you know what? I hate to say this because they've got so much money, but to them, it's not like $15,000, $500,000. Both of those actresses, that's nothing to them.
Right.
It's nothing. They don't have, so it's not even about the money. To me, it's more about who are you as a person, and are you someone who's going to stand up and say, I wanted the best for my kids. Yeah, it was shady. I blew it. Mm. I blew it. My kids didn't blow it. I blew it. And I'm really sorry to my kids. And I'm really, because we were pushing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could see the kid didn't want to go.
Right. At least the one.
And now the kid, I don't know. I mean, I've read a little bit, but mostly I'm over it now. I turn the page because I don't think we're going to get anything out of that. But I don't think the kid is talking to her.
Well, I wouldn't. I can imagine being a 19-year-old kid and having, you know, this dumped, you know, that she was poised to be an influencer. Her career as an influencer has been ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her mom really did F her over, and now fighting it, I feel like, is the wrong move. But you know what? I'm not her, and it certainly makes it more interesting from a celebrity trash angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was an article I read this morning that Felicity and Lori are being shopped around for tell-all books for $20 million for each of them.
Well, that's one way to go.
Well, I thought you couldn't profit off your crimes.
Mm. I don't know if that's while you're in jail.
Didn't OJ write a book? If I did it?
I don't know.
I wonder if that's only when you're in jail.
I thought that that didn't, I thought he didn't get money from that. I thought that was
profits went to maybe
yeah,
the
some
Goldman
charity
family.
Or something.
Although he wasn't found guilty legally.
Right.
So maybe that's the loophole.
Maybe. Yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, that seems gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I was just curious about your opinion. I don't know what the right thing is. To me, it seems like a bad look, and it's not helping her kid any as she tries to, you know, say, I didn't do anything wrong. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know.
Your kid lost her gig, and
does
she clearly
seem like you did some stuff wrong.
Couple gigs, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, who am I to say?
All right.
Dina Lohan.
Oh, yes.
Is the mother of a fire crotch.
What?
Looks like she's broken up with our boy Jesse Nadler, which is kind of a bummer because we had a very good conversation with Jesse mm-hmm. shortly
we
after
did,
she got off.
But we knew
seemed
it
like
was
a nice
never
guy.
Happen.
He did seem like a nice guy. So the story's kind of all over the place, but the long and short of it is, and if you missed this when it happened when was it February that show aired? They did another episode,
yeah,
another
so.
Series of Celebrity Big Brother, and Dina Lohan, the mother of Lindsay. Was one of the people on it. And during the show, it was revealed that she had a boyfriend, and she'd had this boyfriend for 5 years, had never met him in person, never FaceTimed him, had seen pictures. And I think she'd talked to his mom on the phone, but she just, you know, there'd been no physical contact. She's like, I'm going to marry this guy. And of course, everybody just fell about the place. You're being catfished. They're laughing at her. And she's like, no, it's real. And then he came out and he was like, no, it is real. Here I am. I am taking care of my mother. You know, whatever. We had said, you know, call and defend yourself. And friends of his called him and he called us right up. And we talked to him that morning or some morning right after the fact. But it looks like it's over. Now, Jesse Nadler is saying he broke up with Lindsay's mom, Dina. After she went off on him over a Facebook post he shared of a friend's book. So this is I think the woman's name is Scarpa. I don't have her full name here.
Is the mob daughter?
It is. And she had a book out about it, and he had posted a picture of it. And that woman had supposedly come forward and said he was pursuing
Linda,
me,
Linda Scarpa.
Linda Scarpa. He was pursuing me while Dina Lohan was on Celebrity Big Brother saying that he was with her. And he's like, no, I wasn't. I didn't do that.
So what? They'd never even met.
I know. He was saying, he had booked her a trip. He was going to have her fly out here. He was going to take her down to Carmel and just tour her all around. And that he had a 5-carat diamond ring.
5-carat?
That he was about to propose with.
Boy, taking care of your mom pays well, doesn't it?
Apparently.
Dang.
Your mom's got some money.
5 carats.
Big ass
what
ring.
What is he, a real estate developer or something of the sort? Yeah. Some kind of business.
He's got some money. Mm-hmm. So, and I guess he proposed to her maybe a week ago?
Oh, and now they're broken up?
On Facebook, yes.
He proposed on
Facebook?
Oh, like a Facebook Live, like when you guys scared the living out of me on my birthday.
Yeah, like that.
Was that shriek?
I know. Did he do a shriek? I didn't.
Vinny did, yes. Vinny
did. Oh, I didn't hear it. I was watching it as it was happening live on my phone.
Alden posted a video of you watching it happen.
Oh, he did?
It was neat to see because I'm thinking.
We're all around Sarah's phone watching you.
That's what you guys are doing when I'm sitting.
Yes. Like,
that's just great.
Oh, he's walking in. Oh, is that? I see lights. Yeah, it was fun. Anyway, they never met. Michael Lohan, of course, says, personally, I think he's a whack job con man. I hope Dean opens her eyes. Her children and I are totally against it. So I guess this is before they broke up.
Takes one to know.
So wait, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
so
it's fine.
Did he propose? He wrote it, or did
it
he actually
like
propose on camera?
I don't know.
Let's see. They split at the end of last week, and now he says she's mad that the breakup went public. He'd finally planned a trip for them to meet in person, saying they would have visited San Francisco, Tiburon, and Carmel. I have a 5-carat ring for her, but now it's up in the air. She's very mad, and I'm leaving her be. He proposed to her over Facebook on Sunday. I don't know if that means Sunday of this past weekend or Sunday of the weekend before, because it says here that they broke up.
Well, the story broke over the last couple of days, so perhaps it was this past Sunday.
Let's see. We've been talking all night this morning. Last night I asked her to marry. We put this up on my Facebook after we talked on the phone, but this morning she's being moody. So maybe it was just the other day ago. So I'm not sure if congratulations on the breakup are in order I'm not sure.
It's trippy because I would think the pressure put on the relationship having never met and then having that white hot light of celebrity turned on it.
Mm-hmm.
Would have ruined. It was doomed.
Right.
Like, oh, well, they're like, we'll it's almost like that it. Was Dina's way of breaking up.
Right. Just by announcing it on the show. Yeah.
Let
exactly.
Me just put this out there so it goes away.
Right. Let's see. Disney and Netflix. Disney Plus isn't launching until November. We talked about this a little bit last week. It's already causing chaos for Netflix. On Thursday, after Disney's big announcement, Netflix stock dropped about 2%, which doesn't sound like much, but it is over $3 billion. They're just worth so GD much that it doesn't matter. Disney Plus is going to have a ton of popular content, but that's not the only thing that Netflix has to worry about. It's also only $7 a month, at least to start, or about 70 bucks a year or $7 a month. And that's about half of what Netflix costs. But a lot of people think that Netflix will be fine because it has a wide variety of content. Disney Plus, they're saying, is pretty much family-friendly stuff. Frankly, I think Netflix is just doing such a killer job with the original programming. Like, there are so many shows on there. We just finished watching something called The Rain, as in R-A-I-N. And then there's this show called Black Summer, which I think is it Jamie King? She's a tall blonde model chick. I think I recognize her from the trailer. That looks great. I think we're starting that. But there's like 50 zillion original shows on there, and they're all pretty damn good. A lot of foreign stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just getting content from all over the place.
It would be surprising that they didn't foresee splits in their content, right?
Right.
I mean, they must have seen this. That's probably why they've ramped up as they have. They're going to have plenty of great shows.
Yeah.
And they probably have a ton in the works we don't know about.
I'm sure of it.
But I believe in some meeting somewhere, someone must have said, what are we going to do when Disney sees what we're doing and says, we're doing that?
Yep.
Durr.
Well, that's what's happening. And Disney won't be the last. There's going to be plenty of people who have access to plenty of different content. The bummer is it's actually a bummer for the consumers, because the nice thing about Netflix was, at least at first, it was just a roundup of you could get all kinds of movies and TV shows there. And it's less and less about shows that they're licensing from elsewhere. It is, you know, there's so original content in movies and TV shows. So as other people do that same thing, it's going to just cost us more money.
Right. On Netflix right now, I'm finishing the last of the Marvel series. I've got Ant-Man and Wasp.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched
that one. Important for Infinity War.
Right. So I'm going to get through that, and I'll be ready for the final...
Endgame. Yeah, well, good that you're finishing it now, because all that stuff's going off on Netflix.
Right. And you'd have to buy it.
You know what? You'll be a guy who winds up with Disney Plus. I will too. All the Pixar movies are going to be on there. Tons of kids programming. I'm sure there'll be. Oh, and didn't you say that they just acquired 21st Century Fox?
Yeah, I think so.
So, because I had heard this, all the Simpsons episodes are going to be on there. I think we talked about that last week. Last week is such a freaking blur. Yikes. Anyway, sorry, Netflix, you suffered a 2% loss. I'm sure you'll make it back up.
I believe in you.
Over the weekend, Tiger Woods is all of a sudden the king again.
I know.
Holy crap.
I'm glad for him.
When I left here, on Friday, he was like four strokes back and just nowhere near. There were tons of people ahead of him. And then all of a sudden, on Saturday, I think, I'm watching the. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. I'm happy for him.
It's among the top, I want to say, one or two comebacks in sport. In the history of sport.
Or maybe it was Sunday.
He was down for, I want to say, 11, 12, yeah. Something years.
Over a decade.
He had back surgeries and could barely walk. He had a DUI where he didn't know what town he was in.
He had hoes in every town in the country.
His wife hit him with a golf club.
Oh, in the
so
mouth.
So good. So good.
Why is that good?
I mean, it was just so juicy. Like, I think that was right when you were coming back here, that whole thing was breaking. We had a whore board up, and every day there'd be a new whore dad. He won the Masters, 13 under par. It's his first victory in a major tournament since he won the U.S. Open in June of 2008, almost 11 years ago. His run as the best golfer in the world was sidetracked shortly after that by multiple back surgeries and the insatiable lust for hoes.
Did you see what the president wrote?
Yeah, he's giving him the Presidential Medal of Freedom or something. Mm.
Spoke to Tiger Woods to congratulate him on the great victory he had, to inform him that because of his incredible success and comeback in sports, and more importantly in life, I will be presenting him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Oh. This was, oh boy. Do they sing this together?
Tiger, is that you?
It's Trump.
And
this was his 15th major, and he is now three behind the record holder, Jack Nicklaus, who has 18. Everybody thought that he, you know, before all his troubles, he was a shoo-in. He was going to hold the record, and so now maybe he'll get it back. After his victory, he said, it's overwhelming just because what has transpired. Last year, I was lucky to be playing again. So he went about a little over $2 million for winning.
How's he going to celebrate?
Always.
Probably not.
Well, he's got a new girlfriend.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, she's like a manager for one of his restaurants.
Once the cheater, it was really, always the cheater.
You know what? That's fine. And I know there are people who don't care, but it's neat to see him hug his kid.
It's great.
His kid's in a little red Nike shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, I mean, many people grew up watching Tiger dominate golf and really the sports world. At one point, he was the biggest athlete going.
He's
worldwide.
A golf machine. There's no question about it.
So I'm...
I was psyched for him.
I like redemption stories. Maybe I wouldn't date him because maybe he will always be a cheater. You could be right. But I like seeing that he was able to put it together. And he may never win again.
No.
But he put it together and won one.
He
it's
will.
A big
He'll
deal.
Do it. He was like 13 under par at the end. I couldn't believe it.
There's a lot of good golfers now.
Was Elon there? when he was hugging his kids?
Well, maybe. I mean, someone was. How old are his kids now? They got to be pretty old.
He's
now.
He's a little boy.
Yeah, it looked under 10.
Yeah, little boy. Yeah.
Wasn't he born by the time the thing happened 11 years ago?
Maybe he was a baby.
Was it 11 years
ago? Well, that's 08. Is that? I don't know when that happened. Well, good for him. I'm happy.
The kid
for
he
him.
Hugged was a little boy.
Yeah.
So maybe it wasn't his kid. Maybe he hired an actor.
Maybe. No, it was his kid.
I mean,
and they showed
it was a great moment. It was a smart move on it. His PR person's smart.
I guess they were showing clips. So as he's hugging his son, they had clips of his dad hugging him.
Right.
Back in the day.
The kid is 10 years old, Charlie. Oh.
So he must have been just a little baby.
Charlie Axelwood.
And what's the sister's name?
Like Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Alexis? Yeah, Sam Alexis Woods.
And how old is she?
That little girl
She's
is
older.
11.
Wow. She's not much older. Yeah. That's kind of crazy. Anyway, Tiger had a great weekend. Good for him. Don't blow it, Tiger. You're back. Now stay back. What's coming up with the news, Ben?
Well, unfortunately, the Notre Dame fire was... Besides the Tiger Woods story, the Notre Dame fire was a big one, and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. Your chance to win tickets to see Cake and Ben Folds on Friday, September 13th. It's a Friday the 13th. That's Shoreline. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. and you've got a chance to win them coming up at 7.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Organic Coup.
Oh.
They're giving away free hot tots this through April with a purchase of any menu item at all participating San Francisco locations. But you need to mention Sarah and Vinny.
Ah.
So don't forget.
What are hot tots? Like little potato tot
That's
things?
That's what I was thinking.
Remember when they were here and they brought us some food?
Yeah, it was good.
It was really
Delicious.
Good.
Yeah. Well, mention us and go get some.
That's nice.
It's nice.
Organic Coup. COUP.
Mm. Uh-huh. Oh, what are they called again, Vinny?
Hot tots.
Hot tots. I see tater tots and garlic tots.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be it. Yeah. That's the stuff.
So maybe they're like spicy tots.
Yum.
Right.
A little hot tot.
Well, here's what's happening.
Okay.
This was the biggest story next to Tiger Woods. The fire in Paris. The 850-year-old Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris caught on fire around 7 p.m. Paris time yesterday. It took 400 firefighters hours to get it under control. I've never been to France. I have never seen this.
It's incredible.
But it's 850 years old. And right. Some of the... So you've been?
I have, yeah. The thing, I know everybody's, you know, freaking out about the crown of thorns. I don't even know if it's the real crown of thorns they put on Jesus' head. But I think the best treasure inside of Notre Dame is the rose window. And it's a perfect circle, and it's a stained glass window. And from everything I'm reading, it looks like it's safe.
So is the crown of thorns from
yeah,
what I'm
seeing
here. Yeah,
they got that out
here.
Of there.
Yeah. So I don't know what treasures were lost. Do you have a list?
I don't. But
you know, they said that because of a bunch of renovations that are going on there, a lot of stuff was out of there.
Oh.
Not everything. There were huge paintings that the firefighters couldn't even wrestle off the walls, apparently. That they fear are lost. And I was actually wondering about the stained glass because that's one of the things about Notre Dame that's so notable. Like, the,
yeah.
You know, it's mostly stone. Like, they say the facade and all of that stuff, as long as it's not too heat damaged, most of it will be okay. It's the wooden parts, the roof and stuff. But the windows usually blow out in the super heat of a fire like that. And it's famous for its stained glass.
Its famous spire collapsed and its roof was totally burned. Much of the church was made of wood dating back to the 1100s.
Unbelievable.
A lot of the wood was lost in the fire. It looks like the church's famous towers appear to be safe, and so is the main structure. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, said the worst has been avoided, and they've pledged to rebuild the cathedral, which is what you do.
Salma Hayek's husband, I can't think of his name, but he's a gajillionaire.
Yeah. He pledged the Gucci guy? Or,
yes. Or, that sounds right, but I don't know. Yeah. I can't think of his name.
French billionaires have pledged 300 million euros to help rebuild. I'm not seeing his name.
There were no deaths in the fire. The French officials are launching an investigation to figure out how it started. There's no sign of arson or terrorism involved. They believe it was an accident. There was a bunch of renovation going on.
Right. You could see the scaffolding in some of the shots that you were.
Absolutely.
Like really elaborate scaffolding.
This is interesting. So the French Cultural Heritage said they no longer have trees big enough to replace the ancient wooden beams that burn in the fire.
Really?
Yeah. So they said the cathedral roof cannot be rebuilt exactly as it was before because at this moment, we don't have trees in our territory the size that were cut down in the 13th century.
Incredible. Took like 200 years to build it.
Mm. Yeah. I wonder, was that where the Hunchback in Notre Dame must
yes.
be? Yeah.
In fact, they say that it was partially destroyed in a war 300 years ago or so.
Oh.
And that with the, I don't remember who wrote the Hunchback of Notre Dame, but once that book came out, it sort of reignited interest in the church and a lot of refurbishment has happened since then, like in the 1700s or something. Mm. 17 and 1800s. This is what I got from skimming stuff about it.
Yeah. Good enough.
Good job.
Thank you.
This next story is
Victor
a trip.
Hugo.
Thank you.
Is the dude
who wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in Indiana who's only been identified as Charlie back in October of 2016. He got divorced and moved back in with his parents.
Mm.
This is in Grand Haven, Michigan.
Did you say how old he is?
I don't have that.
Okay.
He moved out of his parents' house in August of 2017 after police had to come for a domestic incident.
Oh.
So he left and headed to Indiana. A few months later, his parents drove there to drop off his stuff.
Oh.
Like, here's your stuff. Like, get your stuff out of our house, probably.
Right.
I mean, it seems
nice. You moved
nice,
all your stuff
but
here.
But I also think there's a motive there. Mm. We want your crap out of our house.
Right.
He noticed something was missing, though, when his stuff was dropped off.
Oh.
It was his massive porn collection.
Oh.
They say we're talking about 12 large boxes full of movies and 2 boxes full of toys.
Yikes.
When he confronted his parents about him, they said, we destroyed that stuff. His dad said, for your own mental and emotional health, we got rid of that stuff. And I would have done the same if I found a kilo of crack cocaine. So they consider this. And they grew up with it, or they raised him, so they probably know the problems that come with this guy's...
Well, it obviously destroyed his marriage.
It's an addiction, right, at that point. I mean, if you've got 12 giant boxes of...
Maybe you're just a collector, Vin. I don't know.
It turns out Charlie was kicked out of both high school and college for selling porn to other students.
Oh, my God.
So he's got a history.
He's like the porn broker.
Charlie's now suing his parents for $86,000.
Is that what he thinks it was worth?
Because he says a lot of the movies were rare and valuable.
Mm.
He also tried to press charges, but prosecutors turned him down. So it'll be interesting. I'll follow up on this to see if he gets the dough. Does he get the dough?
I mean, it was his stuff, but then again, he did leave it at his parents' house. And, you know, they were like, we're not buying a U-Haul big enough for that. Let's just get rid of that stuff. Seems like it's been the root of all his problems. They're just trying to help their son. I wonder how old this guy is. Like, how do you have that much porn, you know?
Well, listen, I had a friend in high school. I was still sneaking around with dirty magazines at this point. There was no, I didn't have any movies. I had a friend, I think he was 1 year older than me. They're the brothers that live down the street. I don't want to say their names. but they lived down the street from me. And this, the older brother, he would pull aside his closet door and it was stacked from floor to ceiling with video cassettes of porn.
Were they like the library you'd go and sign out of?
No, it was the room that you would go, okay, I'm going to stand in the hall.
Oh.
It's just not where I wanted to be.
So even you, with your thirst for porn, were like, this I never seems
once
really wrong.
Looked at or borrowed or I wanted to stand in the hall is what I wanted
did
to
do.
Did
he have his own a TV and a VCR in his room?
He did.
Oh, that's some bad parenting right there.
This man from the story is 40 years old.
40?
Oh, boy. He's been toting that stuff around.
How old were you at this time, Vin?
I was a high school guy. So
15,
he was
16?
Or 17. I don't know. But he had a... That was a collection.
Do you think his parents knew about it?
Yes, of course
they did. Yeah.
But I'm sure they were like, as long as it goes down in your room, and that's why in the room I went, I'm going to stand in the hall. Mm-hmm. No thanks.
They put a hazmat suit on to go clean in there.
Look, we all do that, but when you're that completely taken by it and happy to display that.
Maybe his parents were hippies and they were like, yes, you must discover yourself and love yourself all the time.
Well, you should.
Go and love yourself.
Yeah.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. I mean, listen, an argument could be made. Me finding dirty magazines in a trash can and bringing them home is even worse, right?
You don't know, though. When you're a kid, it's just like, oh my God, it's like God left a present here for me.
And some poor dude's wife dumped all his stuff.
These guys' parents took it out to the woods where it goes. Some kid will find it. They left it in little stashes. Under piles of leaves.
One time when I was moving out.
Oh, this is going to be great. I can't wait for this story.
Moving out of where?
I was moving out. My boyfriend and I were living at a cottage. Oh, this is when he had to go to jail.
Oh.
And so,
this is the cottage where
after the Washaka thing.
Yeah, after the Washaka thing happened.
Down.
Yeah.
Oh,
I miss Washaka. So, when's she coming back?
Those people didn't throw him out of there?
Out of the cottage? No, because I was left there. He had to go to jail, and I was left there to pay all the rent by myself and do everything on my own.
Well, you had some friends show up and help, didn't you?
That one night. And so after, you know, whatever, how many months, he was still in jail. And he was getting out, and I decided I was just going to leave him and go live back with my dad.
Mm.
And so I was cleaning up the house and found all these porn magazines, like boxes and boxes.
In the cottage.
Oh, wow.
In the cottage. And
you seen them before? This
I
little
hadn't
teeny
seen
cottage?
Them before. No. Huh. No. And so I remember just like, I'm young and I'm thinking, what? I'm not enough? And now I'm older and I go, oh, who cares, right?
Right.
No
right.
big deal. But when you're young, you're like, oh my God. So
the
I know, right? Ah, what am I, chop liver? And so I just like ripped him up.
You
and,
ripped him up?
Yeah, and he was, I believe he was getting out of jail like that day or the next day. And he had to come get his stuff. And so the cottage was littered with porn magazines with me just ripping, that was mine, with me just ripping everything up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's from Billy.
Oh.
So anyway, that's the end of the story, talking about porn
magazines. Great, now let's hear what Billy
exactly.
has to say.
Exactly, forget that story.
So we flew Vinny's longtime, lifelong friend Billy in for his 50th birthday party on Friday, and now Billy is writing.
Hi, Yuzette. Thank you so much for putting the birthday surprise together and getting the three amigos the opportunity to hang. We had a killer time. Hard to express how great it was for all of us. Please give a shout out to Sarah. Thanks again, Billy O. What's his last? O'Neill, right? It's funny because I was stalking him. I was trying to find him and Jason on social media. And so I started following Billy on Instagram. And I kept wanting to like his pictures. And I just knew if I liked his pictures, because Vinny had liked his pictures, Vinny would see it. And every time I wanted to click it, I went, oh, Vinny might see it. Vinny might see it. Vinny might find out. Oh, Vinny.
Well, and Jason's not on any social media.
Yeah, I didn't find him on anything.
Yeah, we went through Christina, right?
His info. We ended up going through
you
Billy
know what?
And Christina.
I'll show you guys some pictures of our time together because it was great.
Mm-hmm.
We did really have a great time. It was neat. It's like you can't. And everybody left going, Jason was, let me see if I have it. He goes, that was the best weekend of my life.
Oh.
Seriously.
He was pretty emotional that morning. And I was going to have Billy first and then Jason. But then Jason was pretty emotional, so I wanted to get those emotions out in the air.
Yes. We needed that while it was fresh and raw.
Is he crying? Can I punch him?
You little programmer.
Can I punch him to make him cry?
Somebody make him cry. There was a couple times I thought Vinny was getting kind of close. It was sweet.
Oh, I
you were
know.
Very sweet, though.
You know what? Truthfully, I for some reason, I don't know why, but I'm able to at work, sort of, it's not happening here. It's mm-hmm. not happening here.
Put that
I
aside.
Cannot
Shut
let it,
down. It
happen here.
Yeah, I say
no
that.
No way.
The tears come anyway. Bastard. Traitorous tears.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look
so
on my phone. It's not on this thing. But he had a great time.
Good.
Yeah. We all did. So.
I'm so glad.
And you know what was neat? Mm. Billy really connected with my daughter. And they fully hung out.
Aww.
He took her down to the beach. And then it was like, I think it was 2 days ago. What would that have been? Sunday night?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's like, I'm best friends with Billy now. And I was like, okay, no, you're not.
Is it Uncle Billy? Does that happen or just Billy?
You know what? The missus does that with all her friends, and I'm not really into it.
Mm.
So, no, it's just Billy. I don't.
There's Uncle Keith
there's
and
Uncle Jan.
There's
such confusion, yeah,
sure.
Between who's friends and who's. And
actual
I've even
family.
Seen her go, mm-hmm. Is that my cousin?
Mm-hmm.
I just let the missus answer. She can tell her whatever she wants. It's not. All these people are fine.
Yeah.
All great people to have in your life. It does seem confusing, though, that
it is
who's a like, cousin.
Well, and it makes it a little bit less special to be someone's aunt when you're one of, you know,
many
when you're friends. You might be related, but everybody else is. I'm like, how is that their aunt?
Yeah. Right.
You, that I'm secret, the aunt.
Your secret
We're
sister.
Blood.
I don't know about. Right. It's, you know, some people do, though. They really don't know who their aunts and uncles are. They mm-hmm. they're everywhere.
But they got on great and. Yeah. He made a point of saying, I'm taking her down to the beach. We are going to hang.
Mm.
And they had fun. Gen Z, I think that's your boys. Generation Z. These aren't millennials. In fact, this is good news for millennials. It looks like there's a new entitled crowd. They're called Gen Z. And they're worse than you could ever be.
Oh, great news.
This is anyone born between 96... and 2010.
Oh, yeah.
That's both your kids, right? They found from this study, 76% of people between 18 and 23 think they should get promoted within their first year at a new job.
Yeah.
27% said within 6 months.
Oh, my.
I've heard that.
Well, if they do a bang-up job, maybe they should be.
There are people in business, because this is what motivates youngsters now, who've had to throw anniversary parties for a kid's first year at the company because they expect that. What? We're not going to celebrate my first year here? What? No party?
How funny.
And so companies have found it's easier to stoke them out and give them whatever it is that motivates them.
Sure.
Than it is to be like, yeah, we pay you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you're here to do.
It's your job.
You should bring us a cake.
Let me draw
let
you with my middle
here.
Finger. That's what you get. Hold on. I don't have time for that right now, but you know what I mean.
I've like, seen your drawing, yes.
Bleep you. Anniversary party after one right. year.
Well, you know how kids are. When you're between, I don't know, 16 and 22, you know everything. And you do less listening than learning. You just think, you know, everyone, the world benefits from your knowledge.
62% of these Gen Z kids say being praised by their boss in front of other people is important to them.
Mm.
20% said they need daily feedback from their boss or they might quit.
Well, I guess, you know, hovering over them as children is, and praising them constantly is... translated into a need for that.
Almost half of these kids in the 18 to 23 year age group think they should be making about $100,000 a year.
Oh. Are they making that?
No. Oh. 40% of 18 to 23 year olds. What job pays you that at 18?
Google, I guess. I mean, although it seems like you'd need a college education. I don't know.
True. Unless you're an incredible hacker or something.
Right. That's true. And those kids are out there.
Over a third of managers say Gen Z's harder to manage than millennials.
So things are getting worse, not better, is what you're saying.
Well.
Or is it just that we're getting older and everything looks worse all the time?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know that we were Generation X, right? Mm-hmm. And there was no shortage of grousing from older people when we were coming up.
No question. And look how great we turned out. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine.
Call that a haircut? Oh, my God. I'll show you this off the air.
Oh.
My friend Dan Kierall, who I also grew up with, there was a lot of reconnecting over the weekend, sent me a picture of me at his wedding 25 years ago. It's right before
me and you got together.
And it's a picture of the guy that went and met you. It's me, but with the long hair.
Yeah.
I got to show it to you.
I can't wait.
And it's so me, too. When you see the picture, be like, oh, God, Vinny, what a pill. Like, just right in character for
you.
Like,
what are you doing?
You'll see in
just
a second.
Just tell me what you're doing.
I'm just like.
Post it up.
No, I don't want. That's his wedding. I'm not posting that up.
Zooming in on you.
Anyway, I'll show it to you in a minute. So, I meant to get to some other stuff. Let me see. The Sharks are down 2-1 and play again tonight. The Warriors lost last night. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, Game of Thrones.
All right.
And testicles. Yes.
What?
They're related. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.